Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Emanuele Giuseppe Esposito. I'm a software engineer at Red Hat. And today I'm talking about the UKI add-ons and extension, how to safely extend UKIs, kernel command line, and etherd. So why this talk? First of all, because this is extremely new stuff, like it's very new, hopefully also exciting. Because there's not a lot of documentation, of course, because this stuff is it was just merged. And hopefully this talk will also help you understand a little bit more about what they are, how to use these add-ons, and so on. And because they may be very useful, because we can now, UKI, as also Vitaly explained in his talk 1 hour ago, is pretty static on the point of command line and in etherd. And with these add-ons, we can extend it, these two things, without sacrificing the security. And also, yeah, this is an attempt to advertise a little bit to UKI, so what they are, to the more public, to be more recognized. So let's look first at Vitaly's slides. These are from last year, I think. So I will just briefly go through this. So Confidential VM provides data protection for from the host it runs on. So we are protecting the VM from the hypervisor, because it can be malicious and it's privileged, so it can access the VM, and we don't want that. The host is still able to disrupt the execution of the VM, and there are specific hardware, SAV, SMP, and TDX responsible for encrypting memory and CPU. And storage encryption is necessary for security and must be done by the guest OS. This was already explained by Vitaly. And usually the situation that we have is that we usually encrypt, we have the encrypted part, and while the kernel is signed by the vendor, IntramFS and the command line are locally produced, are not signed, and also it's difficult to measure them, of course. Whereas with the UKI, unified kernel image is basically a single binary produced and signed by the vendor, in this case Red Hat. And it's the, it basically contains the important parts, the DRP sections, together with the signature. There is the kernel, the initramfs, and there is also the command line as a separate section that is then fed to the kernel. Before going to the next details, I wanted also to explain the use case, the use case in this case for this talk is that we have the UFI, the firmware, that is in turn calls Shim, the bootloader, which in turn calls systemd stub, which is very key piece for the add-ons and on both the kernel command line and in IntramFS, which in turn unpacks the UKI and gets the kernel and runs the OS. The issue that also Vitaly mentioned is that the kernel line is immutable, and is something that we don't like, because there are limitations, and you cannot have a static command line for every use case that you have. There is crash kernel options, debugging options, and we cannot ship a different UKI for every, basically, use case. So what we are aiming for the UKI kernel command line is, it cannot be static, as I said, because there are different use cases. It has to be secure, so whoever modifies the command line has to be authenticated. Otherwise, the whole point of confidential computing is lost. And by default, nobody, because the command line is inserted inside the UKI and then is signed, so you cannot modify it anymore. And has to be extensible, of course, because we don't want to ship a new UKI every single time. There are already ways for the one that are no UKIs to extend to add kernel command line to an UKI, but it's a little bit, when we talk about confidential virtual machine, it's a little bit tricky, because as again I'll show you the option, and it's a, you don't trust, you need to trust a lot of parts. So as I said, there is the command line section, it's embedded in UKI. It's generated with the UKI, it's secure, it's shipped with the to all together, but it's static. You cannot be modified. Then there is FI shell, which is looked by systemd stub only if the command line section inside the UKI is missing. Many distro, for example, they ship always something in the command line section inside the UKI, so it's ignored. It's useful usually for type 1 entries, but again, it's unsafe because it can, an attacker can easily inject its own parameter through the FI shell. That's why it was disabled for CVMs. So you cannot extend the kernel command line with the FI shell. There is SM BIOS, System Management BIOS. In bare metal, this is good. It's trusted because it's coming from firmware and BIOS, but doesn't apply on CVMs. Again, the hypervisor can easily inject kernel command line. So yeah, as I said, it's not good. So this was disabled. And then there is QEMU firmware configuration. By the name, you can already figure that this is only from QEMU. It's again coming from hypervisor, so also disabled. Then what do we do? Our proposal initially upstream was an allow list. Basically, an allow list is another P section where you use regex globbing and